Yeah, I mean, it doesn't do much.
Right, and look, Katie, a lot of our clients have had that same issue with Yelp, okay? I actually have my pricing director jumping on the line right now, so any questions you have, Katie, he'd be more than happy to answer them for you. You're both connected.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, Katie. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a good morning.
I understand
you were speaking with my representative, Eric. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the services or how they work?
I guess, is this a big business or a smaller business? What exactly does your business do besides, put them on Google?
We're a pretty big company. We got about 400 people that work here. We've been in business since 2004, so we're not new or small by any means. We're partnered with Google, but we're a full service digital marketing company. So we're actually able to put you on everything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google. So basically we work from the top down. So we have Google, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari. We do Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. We also do Facebook ads, for you guys. And then we build websites and host the websites, as well as do everything that has to do with your Google verification and making sure that you show up as a verified, legitimate business.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is good.
Definitely. Especially if you're a new company that's looking to get established, it's really important that your name's out there for customers to be able to find and contact when they're looking for flooring and the services you provide. So we would make that happen, as well as build your website and host it and everything.
And your company name again?
Local. So L-O-C-A-L. And then another word, like space. Mm-hmm. Yep.
L-O-C-A-L.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Splash. Local Splash. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, we're the ones out of Fountain Valley, California. And then if you look up, we also have a Costa Mesa location too, but if you look up Google Building 1, it's right across the street from us, right across the 405 freeway here in Southern California.
Oh, okay. So you work hand in hand with Google?
Correct. Yep. 20 years experience. So it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. I don't know if you've tried to contact Google and get Google verified or anything like that, but that would definitely put you on our list for contact.
No, but it was on our to-do list to figure out how to get on Google, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a process. They've been making it harder and harder by the day to do it independently. What they'll do is we actually send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. So you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. And there's a 5-digit number we get off the back of that. And then we send you a form that you got to fill out called a Google verification form. It's about 20 questions. Uh-huh. It's pretty easy. But it'll ask you to send over any, like, insurance or license or registration that you have and a few other things. And then they do a phone interview also called a client interview, where we'll customize the campaign and the services that you're marketed for, so that way the calls that you're getting are actually qualified opportunities and not people wasting your time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And what of pricing options, and I want to be clear, because this is a partnership, I'm partnering with my husband. He's working his full-time job. We would have to have a discussion before I spend large amounts of money.
Totally understood. Yeah, it's not large amounts of money. I don't think it's something that you'd be opposed to if you guys are looking to get on Google. You got to cross that bridge at some point. Anybody that you see on the first page is going to be working with a Google partner like ourselves in order to get there. It is a little concerning, because the major benefit to you in all this is the placement, which we do have placement available in the flooring category, but we're going down a list right now. And honestly, if that spot fills, then we can't work with anybody else. Yeah. And that's really the moneymaker. the first page placement on Google is everything. I mean, you could have a Google verified business profile. You can have a fancy website. You could do all these things. But if you're not on the first page and have one of those spots, you're going to miss out on like 90% of the opportunities in your area.
Right, exactly. Also, what are your pricing options?
Okay, so we have a platinum package is what I would recommend for you, but we do have other packages, so let me send this to you. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to shoot you a text here with the link to the pricing page so you can see it.
Perfect.
Yeah, but the platinum is obviously really expensive. It's for businesses that are just starting. It's like we're building everything from scratch for you. So, you know, normally it's advertised at $599 with a $299 setup fee. So normally a new business is going to exhaust $898 in getting all this done and then $599 monthly just to maintain a first page placement in the flooring category. But what I would be able to do for you, I know you're saying the husband and everything, but if you are willing to come on board with us today, I could put you on that package for $299, and then I could put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you as part of that new in business credit. And there's also some promotions that I've rolled over from Monday, which is Cyber Monday. So that'll save you about $600 off the initial investment, but it's going to save you another $300 every month moving forward if you and your husband decide to continue to use this each month.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that it's easily offsettable. Like if you think about from a return on investment perspective, how many clients would we have to bring you each month in order for you to make that back?
Yeah.
Be pretty quick. And on average, you know, these guys are getting 2 to 3 phone calls a day. So if you're just able to nail down a couple of those calls, like over the course of a week, if you're getting 15 calls, if you nail down like 2 out of 15, you know, then you're going to be able to offset the cost of the program for like the rest of the year. It's a self-sufficient system.
Right. Okay. So here is what I guess I have a question for you. We were looking into Angie's leads. Just so I'm kind of wondering, how do you compare to, like, I know that it's different.
Yeah, you're near a computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you look up flooring, just type it, or flooring contractor, right? Just like your customers.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll see the top three guys next to the map. That's where we're talking about listing you. Somewhere on this page, you'll see Home Advisor by Angie's.
Uh-huh.
They're paying Google to be on the first page of Google.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing something like this. The reason they're doing this is because everybody goes to Google. They don't go to Angie's or Home Advisor independently. They're usually finding it after they're looking for a flooring contractor, and then they click on it. If somebody clicks on that, they have to fill out the survey or like the form, and then they take that as a lead, and they'll sell the lead to like 4 or 5 of you guys that are on that list there on the first page. So the leads aren't able to just call you directly as a live call. You know, they basically get put into a queue, and then they're going to get contacted by a few of you guys. Usually the homeowner is going to go with whatever's best for them financially, cost efficient wise. But the problem with that platform that people have is you got to pay that lead fee for the lead, and you have to pay that lead fee whether you get it or not.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So you pay per lead. Okay. This isn't pay per lead. We would actually list you independently on all these platforms. So people are able to call you directly as a live call off the first page, which is what most of them do. You don't have that third party in there charging you per lead or selling the leads to your competitors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the pricing. Mm-hmm. What would be today if I were to do something?
$299 is all you'd pay today. but you'll get the platinum package. So you're going to get the package that says $599, and that'll be outlined in your service agreement. So you'll get all those products and features, the website, the Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You get all our bells and whistles. You'll even have the tracking system in there, so you'll be able to tangibly prove to your husband each month, like, hey, you know, I spent this, but these are the leads and jobs that came from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was already thinking about, I was looking at, I already have a Facebook business page, but we were looking at ads too.
Oh, yeah.
But if you take care of the cost of the Facebook ads and stuff, or...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so So of the $299 that you pay, we'll start out with 100 of that going directly into the Facebook ads. We have it professionally managed, so we'll actually be able to make that go a lot further than it would if you were to do it on your own or like broad match your keywords. We have professionals here that have meta certification. And then in your tracking system, you'll be able to see what your return on investment is for that dollar amount. And so if you want to increase that budget, you'll have the ability to do that. But I think with just that and being on the first page of Google alone, we'll be able to generate more than enough job opportunities for you each month.
Yeah. Okay. One moment. Let me talk to my, I'm going to text my husband and be like, hey.
Yeah. The Facebook stuff. I mean, even if you put $1,000 into Facebook every month, it's not going to compare to that first page placement on Google.
I know. Right. I know that.
Yeah. That's so really where it's at.
Right. So, mm-hmm. One second. Local. Okay. So, what I'm thinking is I would really like to go with you guys, but we just spent all of our money on tools, and I'm kind of waiting for my husband to get, he's supposed to get some money today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys bought the carriage before the horse.
Yeah. Well, exactly, but, we had to start, we started our business because we kept going farther and farther behind because, I had a previous marriage that took everything and stuff, and then he had a previous marriage that took everything. But we're like waiting a couple hours for money, and I'd like to go through with it. It's $299 up front.
Yeah, that's all you pay today for the platinum bundle, and then moving forward, I've actually set it up so you'll get this deal indefinitely. So it'll actually stay $299 for that platinum bundle. It won't go back up next month.
Okay, indefinitely.
Yeah, that's going to save you guys like $600 a day, but it'll save you another $300 every month moving forward compared to your competitors.
Okay. One second.
Also, it is month to month, so I think that's a really important deciding factor if you guys are in a tight spot right now. You know, we're not asking you to sign a year contract or anything. Everybody we work with, we're earning their business month in and month out. You know, I think that says a lot too. Like smart business owners aren't going to continue to pay us every month unless they're seeing good return on investment from the placement and we're getting in there and making sure it's working for you guys.
Right. Okay. What? Okay.
So cute. She's like, I'm hungry. I need food. Oh, man, that was adorable.
She's my sweet little old lady. She doesn't come out unless she's hungry.
I have a younger sister. She's got four cats, and they're exactly like that. They talk like kids almost, and they come patting you on the leg. Yeah.
I have... We have a combined family of pets where I brought a dog and a cat, and my husband brought a dog and a cat, and then we got
I'm more of a dog person. I always tell my sister, like, oh, cats don't listen, you know? And then we were at her house on Thanksgiving, and she's like, yeah, they do. And she brought called the cat over. The cat comes over, and she's like, sit, shake. And I'm like, no way. Like, the cat totally listened like a dog. I'd never seen that before in my life. I was like, oh,
was it an orange?
What was that?
Was it an orange cat?
No, she has a black cat, like, with green eyes almost looking, like green neon yellow, like this fierce look. It's like a scary, like, typical black cat kind of bad luck cat. But it's so smart. She calls it Salem, like Hocus Pocus, I guess, from the thing. Like, I guess Salem.
Yeah.
But, and then there's another one that's, like, white, and there's two of them that are all white. And then there's another one that's, like, got, like, a brindle almost, like, brown, black, and white kind of combination. Yeah, that one's a lot fluffier than the other ones.
Oh, yeah, we have a little black cat. Her name is Dorito. A fluffy orange cat. That's my special needs son cat. His name is Chili Mac.
Is he really fluffy?
He's massive fluffy. Like.
I love that. One of her cats just has like that mug on it. It just looks different than the other ones, like the one that's got the brindle.
Yeah.
He just looks angry all the time. Look, he's frowning. It's so adorable, though.
That's actually my old lady. She's gray, and she has, like, okay, so we get $500 at 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
So I can move, like, we can do that. But because I want to move forward, would I be able to pay you tomorrow? Sorry.
No, you're okay. The only way I'd be able to do that, Katie, is if you're willing to do what's called a post-date, where, like, I'll create your account and I'll send the notification to Google that you're going to fill the spot, but I'll put your billing information on file, and then we won't actually process it until tomorrow when you're ready.
Okay. That is perfect. One second. Let me go find my card.
Okay, and then I'm going to pull up the file to create your Google business profile. So we'll create that first before I get any kind of payment from you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. I see your logo's got this corgi.
Oh, yeah, that's my husband's dog.
He must really love that dog because he's got it as the logo for the business. That's awesome.
Oh, my. He loves that dog. I was like, babe, corgis are difficult. They're not an easy breed. And he's like, but I love them. And I was like, okay.
Once you get it down, though, like once you get past a certain point, like if you've had them for a year or two, usually about year two, they turn into like the best dog ever, you know, if you train them right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I told him we just have to get through this velociraptor stage and then we're going.
Yeah, they're some of the best dogs, honestly. They're just so smart and interactive. You just got to really buckle down and train them in the beginning.
Exactly. My dog is, he's a rough collie.
Mm.
So I love herding dogs so much. Fluffy herding dogs.
Fluffy dogs, fluffy cats.
Fluffy dog, yes. I have him at least once a day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, man, your bed must be a mess. Like, get a little hair everywhere.
And I have really long hair, too. I have to vacuum it. I have to tear out, like, I have a knife that I'll just cut through the vacuum every day.
I used to have a German Shepherd growing up, and her name was Delilah, and it was like, the worst. Her hair just shed everywhere. She was really long haired, but we used to have lint rollers like in every room. It would drive my mom nuts. She'd be like, get rid of this dog. I can't take it anymore. But I got it. I'd come running in with the lint roller. Yeah, no, she's fine.
Help is on the way, dude.
Yeah, yeah, don't get rid of my baby. Yeah, that was my baby growing up, though. But yeah, she was a mess.
I didn't even want, originally I didn't want dogs, so I'm a cat person, but I was like, I have to get dogs for my, I have two boys, I'm like, boys need their dogs.
Yeah, 100%. I'm such a dog person. Dogs are very prototypical of men, though, like, we're very, like, similar. Personality-wise.
My nerve. Old child loves dogs. He's like my oldest, he's on the autism spectrum. He's gonna take his Chili Mac, his fluffy kitty. He's taking that kitty with him.
That's crazy. My youngest is on the spectrum actually, and he's I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and he's like insanely smart. Like he's hyperlexic. Yeah, so he's already reading, and he's 3. Like, he reads, like, as good or almost better than his older brother. But you can see it a lot when we take him to the playground. He's, like, socially awkward. Uh-huh. He doesn't want to talk to other kids and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
But at home, he's, like, brilliant, you know? Like, he's already putting together puzzles and stuff, and he talks to us a lot. But he's just socially off. Like, even talking to his brother sometimes, too, he's very, like, you can see it when it comes to interaction with other people.
Oh, yeah. No, my son, like, structured times, we have a really big IEP, because he is not a violent kid at all. I've never seen him violent, but at school, during unstructured times, he has other kids, and I'm like, he doesn't understand. Like the social dynamic, and then at home, like he prefers to be by himself. But when it comes to me and my husband, he just talks up a storm. He will not stop.
Yeah, that's what's going on with us. He talks to us a lot, and then like we tried to take him to a daycare. He's kind of struggling with the potty training and stuff, but. We tried to take him to a daycare, and they were like, nope, your kid's different. And then that's when we kind of, like, got the hint. Like, okay, I thought he was just had some little quirks about him, but it took forever to get the evaluation, but we barely got the evaluation. We kind of forced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, though.
I never had any experience with anybody on the spectrum, so, you know, I didn't know what it meant. I kind of panicked in the beginning. And you know, and then they were like, oh, there's different levels of it, you know, he's going to be fine. He just needs this. So he was going to classes for a bit, just like with speech. I think he's fine on that part. He just doesn't like to talk. It's not that he can't, like he's super brilliant. He just doesn't like to talk to people, especially if it's a new face, he will give you nothing. Yeah, he'll just hide. Yeah. Yeah, but he's really, really, really smart.
I love kids on the spectrum. They are my favorite. Like, oh my gosh. No, my son, he's in fourth grade. He tested literally off the charts for math. Like, he only tested up to fifth grade, and they were like,
that should have been the first clues, though. Like, my oldest son watches, like, cartoons. My youngest son, it's cartoons, but it's all numbers and letters. You know, and then I was like, oh, no wonder he can read already. You know, it's just because all he does all day is, like, listen to things about numbers, letters, and colors. You know, that's basically it.
Yeah.
He's not interested in anything else. So I was like, oh, that should have been my first clue.
Right. Mine was my first. My oldest is on the spectrum. So, like, for me, my younger neurotypical son, I'm like, is this normal?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be so easy? Like, my oldest was tired and cried for, like, 2 hours, and then my youngest would, like, be running into a wall and giggling, and I'm like, what is going on?
That's just boys. That's just boys. We start out really airheaded and crazy. That's funny.
When I first started dating my husband, my youngest was 4, and he would
jump off the couch for literal hours. And my husband was like, what is this children? He didn't have
what's wrong with this kid? I was kind of like that when I was younger too. I expected that. It must have been different to have your son come out like on the spectrum first versus the other way around. Like, cause we started getting hints when he was really small because of our oldest. We already kind of knew what to expect and we were like, okay, something's different about him. But it must have been different to have it the other way around. Cause it's like, okay, what's normal? What's not normal? Like I'm not, what do they call normal, you know, by the definition of it. I kind of hate that too. I get mad about the wording on what's normal and what's not. I don't like that phrase.
I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's different. And yeah. I think I have neurodivergence runs in my family so strong. Mm. Like my oldest is very like my oldest sister. No, she's my second oldest sister. Come on, Yoshin. Good girl. My second oldest sister has autism and like PTSD. And my mom was like, you know, I'm seeing autism here. And I'm like, nah, he doesn't have autism. And then, like with yours, the preschool was like, you know, I think he has autism.
Yeah,
and I was
think
like,
you
yeah.
should get him checked out. Yeah, it's kind of like, me, I didn't know how to respond to it at first. You know, I kind of panicked, and I didn't know if, like, I did something wrong. I'm like, oh, no, I gave him a tablet too early or something, you know. Like, his brother
right.
had it, so I let him have it, and then it was like, you know, I was blaming myself, and I was just, mm-hmm. I don't know, I was all over, I was a mess for a minute, and then I'm like, you know, the more I learn about it, the more I'm just like, he's probably gonna do better than his older brother. I think he's gonna be one of the ones that's really able to mask it, because he has his brother there all the time. There's times where they're, like, running around together and playing, where I'm like, oh, it's totally normal. It's just, once we get outside and there's like strangers around, or if he doesn't want to talk to them, he'll like literally push kids in the face. Like I'm one of those, I have to have conversations with him about hitting people like constantly. If we go out in public, it's bad. He has no regard for anybody.
He sounds just like my son. Like my son's so sweet, but then like he does not know how to effectively communicate disagreements.
Yeah, if he gets overly stimulated, I think that's the word. Like, if he's overstimulated, he lashes out, and then you just have a problem. Like, yeah, like, we got to get him home, got to get him to somewhere familiar, or he's a tornado, and he's a mess for a while.
I taught yoga teacher training for a while, and for overstimulation, and with, like, Liam and stuff, I learned with kids, too, and, like, teaching breathing, like deep breathing has helped, like pizza breath, like you're blowing out a piece of pizza, and then also like pretending to blow a bubble, and headphones really help with overstimulation.
I learned that actually. He's like, whenever things are bad and we're out and we can't like get him home and he's overstimulated, we have this like headset. Unfortunately, we plug it into the tablet. But there's like a series of things that I can kind of give him and he'll calm down, you know, that's kind of like what we go to is like take him out of the world and put him into his own little zone and he's he'll calm down and relax. Yeah. It helps
a
lot.
Like, And like, there's a lot of like stigma around tablets and stuff. And I feel like there are good places. There is a really good place to use them. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're like, there's a good balance, then I think that's fine.
Yeah, you just kind of control it. I control it a lot. Like I have it hooked up through an Amazon account. It's like a Fire one. So I can actually control it from like my phone or even my computer here at work if I log in. And I have like full control over everything that he watches. So there's like a thing called Brain Candy. I don't know if you've heard of that one. Yeah, it's Brain Candy TV, and it's all just, like, educational. There's no, like, yeah, and then I try to get him to watch things with, like, human interaction, too. So I'm kind of, like, pro-Disney, but I definitely want him to, like, yeah, I want him to use it, but I control it, yeah.
Right. Have you thought of, like, when my son first, like, when he got into kindergarten, we did a lot of social stories where, like, yeah, we would take, I think I got him the Critters so that it wasn't, like, or you could even use superheroes now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But, like,
he's getting better about that now. He's getting into it.
Yeah. Liam never got into those. He never liked the social play and the making, like, the pretend play. He's a Lego guy.
Building. Yeah, puzzles, Legos. Those are typically the go-tos. But I think it's his older brother's kind of rubbing off on him. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll turn this on. And he trusts his older brother a lot. They're buddies. So they just... Older brother's all into stuff, all into the superhero stuff, and then I watch it. I'm really bad. Like, I put on Deadpool and Wolverine the other day, and I just completely forgot that I had kids and, like, got all into it. And then they started chopping guys' heads off, and my kids are like, yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not good. It's a little too late, yeah. But I think they kind of got into it, or he got into it because of that. Like, he sees dad and brother enjoy it, and so he's like, all right, I'm going to hang out with the boys and watch it. So, but I feel like if he had an option, like if I leave him with an action figure or a puzzle, he's taking the puzzle every time.
Every time.
Yeah, he's not going to sit there and play fight with them. He does with the dinosaurs, though, actually, sometimes.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think he likes
that.
Like dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he like water a lot, your son?
Yes. He loves water. Uh-huh. I've tried to get him into a swimming class, and he didn't respond well to the swimming class just because of the interaction part of it. But I've taken them to Hawaii, and he was, like, all into Moana for a bit. He loves, like, Nemo. He actually has an affinity for water, which I don't know if that's normal or not, but he loves it. He gets excited about the bath, anything water. He wants to go to the pool. We have a pool, so he likes to jump in the pool. I'm telling him, like, it's wintertime, you know. We can't do it.
How cold is wintertime over there?
Oh, you're going to hate me. So right now it is 56 degrees, and this is cold for us. This is very cold for us.
See, I'm out hopping in the river at 56. We're like 60 degrees. Time to go to Lake Michigan.
Yeah, it's supposed to. So our low today is 49, but our high today is 64, and that's like full winter weather. And then by Friday, it's saying 74, 75 Saturday, 65 Sunday. So it's 65 to 75 degrees.
We could have a blizzard tonight, though, so...
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, we don't have any of that. I go out of my way, though, to get to the snow. Like, I drive about 2 hours to get to Big Bear. We're really close to the beach, though, like Orange County. So, yeah, but I go out of my way. I book trips to the snow. Just so they could see it and feel what Christmas is supposed to feel like.
Oh, my gosh. We, like... Everyone in Michigan hates the snow. Everyone's bitching, and I'm just like, this is the best.
Yeah.
I love it.
Four, six months of it is snow. You don't want to be hot all the time. I'm telling you, I've lived out here my whole life, and it's like, no. Especially in the summer times, it's like miserable. I'd much rather have like a freezing winter in Michigan than to have a summer in California, because it's just bad. Like, you can't go outside. You basically just want to be inside with the AC all day long.
I've been saying that my whole life.
Yeah, you can't enjoy it. And then if you ever had a bad sunburn, it's like, you know, got to get skin checks regularly out here. It's no joke.
I'm too white for that.
Yeah.
I get,
And me too.
I get sun poisoning.
Yeah. Like, my mom actually passed away from skin cancer. Yeah. She had melanoma.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she grew up out here. Yeah, she told us, like, I'm sorry I didn't take care of my son. I'm like, girl, my mom's from Michigan, though. So I'm like, girl, your family moved you from there to here, and then you just spent all your time in the sun and got so many sunburns, wasn't conditioned to it, and it just caught up to her later on.
And, you know, what's crazy is, like, back then, too, they didn't talk about sunscreen the way they do now. And, like, it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool to wear sunscreen. Now it's, like, looked down upon to not wear sunscreen.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. I have to get checked, like, every 6 months. I've had spots taken off me, too, just because they say I'm high risk because of her medical history. So it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like poking at me, like, I don't like this one. I'm going to cut it off. I'm like, thanks. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm like, fantastic. Here we go again. Okay, sorry. I'm getting so off topic.
Go on forever.
Yeah, well, I get into that too, but they're like, you know, are we going to do this? I have a client that wants you to follow up with them. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Because it's like, if you call in and then I'm on a call like this, you get sent over to our customer service department. Like, they don't ever have it go to voicemail. So then I'll get guys that are like on hold, want to call back right away. So they're kind of like, hey, you got a couple of guys in your queue.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well.
I'll give them the same attention.
Yeah. I mean, they've already, two of them I know are guys I've been working with for a while. One of them actually, though, is fairly new, but he did a year contract with me last month. So I got to make sure I get to him first, probably, because it's probably like a review form or something that he needs filled out.
Right.
Okay. Because you can actually do that, though, through your tracking system. But I guess this is another conversation for another day for us, but you can usually log into your tracking system and you can request reviews from customers when you're done. So if your husband tells you like, hey, I just did this, this, and this job, you can go in there with their number and then send them a text, leave a 5-star rating, write a little review about the company so we could start building those reviews up.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you how to do all that stuff. There's like a YouTube video that walks you through it, but. Let me create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Katie, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to have this phone number that we're on as the primary line of contact?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
My husband, he installed full-time as well, so he's just too busy.
Okay. And so you guys are married, or is it the same last name, like Trusett?
Yep. The last name is McKayan.
Okay. Let me fix this. M-C.
K.
K.
I-A.
I-A-N. McKayan.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you capitalize the K?
We're supposed to. Yeah,
okay.
Legally.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to send you a receipt, and technically this is still 2024, so you'll be able to write this off, actually, and get it back when you guys do your taxes here in a month or two.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so you'll get return on investment from the customers, and then you'll be able to write it off and get it back that way, too. And then what's your business email address where I could send the receipt and everything in writing?
So it's let me check, because I just want to make sure I can see. It's truset.tile.flooring@gmail.com.
Okay, truset.tile.flooring@gmail.com. Okay, let me make sure this comes back valid. Okay, good. Got it. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. That's what I talked about earlier for your Google verification. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back. What's the street address that I could send that to?
627 South Salmon Like the Fish.
Okay. Found it. Street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's 49337?
Yep.
Okay. You want me to hide the street address for you guys?
Yes, please. It's
okay.
It's a address.
Yeah, I got a big notification here. It said residential. So that's why I recommend hiding it, because you know, it'll still show your city, state, and zip, but we don't want people, you know, showing up to the house all of a sudden.
Corgi's
gone.
We have our business, so
Where our store is like never locked either because small towns.
Oh no. I could just picture your husband going full John Wick, like, where's my corgi? It's over. No, okay.
And you know, everyone loves corgis too. They're so trendy.
Oh yeah.
Now, and
yeah, they're awesome. I actually watched, and this sounds so corny, but we've done it the last 2 years. They have corgi races out here.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's like a big deal. Like, they put them in, like, SoFi Stadium. It's, like, the biggest stadium in the country. They just built it, like, a couple years ago. And they have all these little corgis, like, running the whole football field.
Corgis are torpedoes, too.
They got those little legs, but they're so fast.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
Gosh. No, my rough collie must be, like, 70 pounds. He's all, like, limber and tall, and like people think he's massive, but like she is way faster than him, and
little ball of energy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to talk my wife into us getting a mastiff, and she's like, I don't know. Yeah, she's so big. My wife's like 4'10". She's so tiny. I'm like, he'll protect you anywhere you go. And you're walking down the street with that dog, it'd be so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Nobody believes that my wife's actually like the mother of my kids. It's really funny.
Does everyone think she's like big sister?
Yeah, they think she's like big sister. Yeah. Like, she totally looks like she's like 20, 21. I'm like, I swear she's 30. Yeah, I'm walking around like 6'2". They're like, what the heck happened there?
My husband is 6'6". He's the short brother. Yeah.
Oh,
his
my God.
His brother is 6'9", or I think his brother's 6'9", and his wife is 5 foot.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's a big difference. I thought mine was bad. Yeah, that's really big. She's like up to his hip.
Like, small town, we've been like, I've known these guys since they moved to the small town that I've been in since I was born, but they moved in like 8th grade, so I know like all of their dating history, and this is the tallest girl that's ever dated.
I'm kind of like that too, though. They're all small.
Yeah.
My whole dating history is like tiny, tiny, tiny. Yeah.
Tiny, tiny.
Yeah. Me and my brother have that in common. We joked about that at my youngest son's baby shower. He's like, what is with us and these small women? And we're laughing. Looking at our ladies. His lady's probably like 5'1", maybe. You know, they're little itty bitty. But all boys. We have all boys. He's got 2 boys. I got 2 boys. So they're both okay. They're not ones you want to mess with. They got backup.
We have 2 boys, but I think I'm the only person I know that has only boys out here. Everyone has girls.
Yeah, and I've been noticing that. Everybody's been having girls lately. All my friends are all, every baby that's popped out, I swear, in the last, like, year has just been a girl. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, he's going to have new playmates. And it's like, nope, another girl. I'm like, I guess they can still play, but I anticipated.
The little girl next door, we have a group of kids in our neighborhood that they all, like, get together. It's all boys and one girl. And then there's an old man neighbor who will, like, watch the boys slam this girl to the ground. And he, like, comes up to me. He's like, those boys are too rough with her. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
She'll be all right. Yeah.
He tells them. And Addie, I'm like, Addie, you can tell them when they're being too rough. She's like, yeah, if they're too rough, I'll just be rough with them.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife asked me that too. Like, what would you do if we had a girl? Because we were kind of trying for a girl second time around. And I'm like, the same thing I do all the time. I'm like, I'd be dad. I would I wouldn't teach her any different. I would love her the same. I would tell her to be tough. Like, do all the same things. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to treat her different? I mean, I'd probably call her princess, but I would still teach her how to beat boys up. Yeah. I'm like, what am I supposed to, like, you know, suddenly turn into this super softy? I'm already the softy.
Like, yeah. People buy the kids anything, like, they want, and I'm like, we're broke. And he's like, but I saw this, and I thought of them. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, just teach her how to kick butt. I was thinking I'd put her into, like, jujitsu or something. And she's like, well, why don't you do that with your boys now? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I don't do that with my boys now. Like, it's more a priority for my daughter because I want her to be able to fight.
Oh, man. Yeah. All
right. No, sorry, I'm multitasking here. They're sending a pin to you in the mail. They said it's going to take about 5 days to get. I don't know if it's because the holidays slow things down, but usually it only takes 3 days to get to you.
It could just snow. There's supposed to be a blizzard tonight.
Okay, so what is 5 business days from today, the 4th? Okay, so probably not until next Tuesday, basically. It's like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I wish that was faster, because we can't actually post you until the verification is done. It's going to be a little turnaround time.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's not a big deal. We're still quite busy. We're, like,
okay.
Perfectly busy, and we're, like,
okay.
Moving forward.
Yeah, that was my concern, because sometimes I sign people up, they're like, we need work, like, as soon as possible, and I'm like, okay, you know, and we already do things month to month, so we try to get things rolling as fast as possible in the first month anyway, so that way they don't have to worry about being able to afford it next month, you know? So I'm kind of in the habit
right.
of fast-tracking everything. We live in a world of instant gratification.
I know.
I don't see a website link. Is there a website link somewhere?
I do not have a website right now.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought, because I requested it in the Platinum package that I got approved for you, but my representative, Eric, that you talked to earlier, he put that you did have a website. So I don't know if he put yes there as if, like, you need it, or yes as if you already have it.
I think we definitely do not have a website yet.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'll send you this email address to send in the logo, and then any photos. I've already seen some of them here on the Yelp that you guys have, Yelp listing.
Mm-hmm.
But send in as much
yeah.
as you can. We're going to build, like, a portfolio on your website, and we'll use that as a reference point for your customers.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that'll help a lot. People are very visual with the kind of work that you guys do there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, people aren't going to hire a contractor if they can't see
what they've done. Yeah, it's necessary. That and the verification are probably the two things that get looked at the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, save. And we got to make sure we get that Corky logo. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder... It looks like he, like, cartooned it, like, from an app almost. It looks like it's, like, a picture, and then it was, like, used in, like, some kind of app to, like, cartoon the dog. I don't know if that's...
So, I took a picture that I had of him, and I took a picture of him and Yoshi, my husband and Yoshi, and then I took the picture, and I downloaded it to Procreate, and...
That's what it is.
Traced everything, yeah, and then I made the eyes bigger... And that made it look almost like a mosaic. Because he refused to use his dog unless it, like, looked like tile. And I was like, babe, you use your dog. Like, our generation loves Corgi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody that doesn't like a Corgi's got a problem.
Exactly.
Like, you're trying too hard to be masculine, man. Like, how do you love this? How do you not love this thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's a fluffy corgi too, so her coat's, like, longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell, but just by looking at the picture, I'm like, oh, I know she's got a bunch of fuzz. She's fluffy. And then talking to you about the cats and then the other dog, I was like, I know that's a fluffy corgi.
Yeah.
It fits the status quo.
As fluffy as possible. And yeah. I'm like a clean freak, so it's a difficult life in this household.
Yeah,
but
lint
fun.
Rollers. I'm telling you, the lint rollers are a godsend. Yeah, I used to have them everywhere. I still do. I have them in my car. I'm like, we don't even have a dog. I just got so into the habit of doing that, of just having them from the old dog that I grew up with.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I've been wanting a Mastiff so bad. So bad. Or a Cane Corso. Yeah, they're just massive, you know? But I love them. I just love big dogs. I feel like they're just big, goofy softies.
Same.
They're all uncoordinated.
I really, really, really want a Irish Wolfhound.
Oh.
Massive.
I'm looking up a bunch of pictures right now. Yeah, but those are huge. But you like that scruffy kind of like, yeah, I mean, I guess if you already have fluffy dogs, but these guys, I don't know. And they are a farm dog.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's just this one. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, these guys, I've seen these guys in like movies before.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They're adorable, but just that, I don't know, actually, some of these ones, maybe they're just badly groomed. One of these guys has, like, dreadlocks on his face.
Yeah.
The puppy ones are so cute. Oh, wow, they are really big. I didn't realize how big they are. Whoa.
Oh, they're massive.
Yeah, I looked up this show dog. See, this one's beautiful. But, wow. Okay, yeah, this lady's holding the one on a leash. They're really big. I've never actually seen that dog in person. I've seen, like, I feel like there's been, like, a cartoon animation, or I don't know if it was TV commercials that had one of these dogs talking, or, like, Dr. Doolittle's dog almost looks like that, but it's not as big. Like the old Eddie Murphy one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the same breed. You know what I'm talking about? But that one's small, but it just has the same face.
Oh, like a schnauzer.
Is it a schnauzer? Maybe, let me see.
Yeah, they have giant schnauzers, too.
Oh, yeah, it is a schnauzer that he has, huh? Is it that dog? Those are cute, too, though. I know, maybe I feel like I should do this. My wife is, like, into, like, French bulldogs and, like, she wanted to get, like, a Boston Terrier. She's kind of like, oh, I want a short-haired small dog kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah. I know. I always thought maybe a lab would be a good way to go for the boys, but I don't know.
Golden Retrievers are classic.
Golden Retrievers are classic. You cannot go wrong with a Golden Retriever. She almost tried to talk me into a Pomeranian, too. And I was like, yeah, she just really wants a small dog, and I'm kind of on the big dog train lately.
You could be like, corgis are medium-sized.
I love corgis. We love corgis. I don't know why we don't go that route either. I think she's just kind of like the hair. She's just weird about the hair. That's always the argument every time. It's because I know she's already got the two boys. She's in a house full of boys. Testosterone everywhere, and then the long hair, you know. She's like, I can't deal with it. It's just more stuff to clean up and take care of. Like, let me get a short-haired dog. She wants it to be a girl, so there's a girl in the house. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I always was like, I need a girl. I need a girl something. But boy dogs, like, they choose. They, like, they bond
they
so
will
tightly.
Die for you. Yeah, they will die for you. They bond really well. I know.
Oh, my gosh. I have type 2 diabetes, and as soon as, like, my blood sugars start dropping, my rough collie's, like, right on top of me.
Yeah, they know. That dog that I had, Delilah, she had passed, actually, when she was a girl, but she passed when my mom passed. She literally just stopped eating and, like, died of depression. And I remember my mom was going through chemo. She like stayed on the bed, and if we'd open the door, she would growl. And she wasn't an aggressive dog, but she was like super protective of my mom, especially at that time. Like she knew she was sick, and so she would just stick with my mom all day long until the very end, and then she just stopped eating. And they were like, "Oh, your dog's depressed," and we tried to get her help, and she just, there was nothing she would do. She would just cry, come home, lay down, cry. We tried to give her food, she'd just cry, and then she passed away 2 months after. So
that is sad.
Yeah, died of a broken heart, like quite literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Mhm.
It's so like common. My cat, I didn't have dogs. Wait, no, I did have dogs. But it's like my I had a dog though that my ex-husband took when my when I you know,
it should be illegal. You should get like custody.
I fought for them in court, and
yeah,
I got a dog like days after my type 1 diabetes diagnosis. Mm. And like when I was first diagnosed, like that weekend I was like laying in bed, and my husband came in, and my ex-husband now, and my cat just like attacked him, like, "No, you are not allowed in here." Which,
it's
like,
so crazy. My mom was diabetic, and I don't know the difference between type 1 and type 2, but I remember she used to get these insulin shots. Like, she would have me do it. Like, I would prick her finger, and we had this little machine, and it would, like, take the blood from her finger, and then if it was too high, I would have to go get these, like, little vials from the refrigerator, and she would shoot, like, inject herself, like, into her stomach. I don't know if that's type 1 or type 2. I never really knew the difference.
So both types will use it, but type 1, it's more like you have to use it for everything.
Mm.
And type 1 is an autoimmune disease, and then type 2 is like insulin resistance. Like, one, your body doesn't make any, and then the other, your body doesn't respond to it.
Okay, so with one, she might have had two. I don't know. One, do you have to have, like, a consistent, like, pump, or is it just, like, sometimes?
So I just started using my pump. You can use, like, multiple daily injections. And I've also known people with type 2 that...
How did you figure it out? Were you just feeling, like, really sick? Or sorry.
Yeah, I was
so
sick. So,
like, I'm getting personal. Okay. Yeah, you just weren't feeling well?
Oh, it was way more than that. Like, I've gained, like, 50 pounds, and I only weigh, like, 150. And I
Yeah, you're really itty-bitty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was skinny, like, 100 pounds, and
better to be healthy, though.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and then,
that's so scary. I would have been in the hospital so fast. That's like the one thing that freaks me out. I'm like, oh no, colon cancer.
Yeah,
it's just scary.
So much. And then I had a yeast infection for 3 months, and I was like, why isn't this going away? And then I apologized for TMI.
No, it's okay.
I got my pierced, and I got mastitis.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you had four different symptoms, basically. It was like I was putting on weight, bathroom wasn't going regular, wasn't feeling good downstairs. Yeah, so your body was like, okay, something's wrong. And basically the blood test is how you figured it out. I mean, it would be hard, though, because isn't, like, the timing, like, sometimes your blood sugar's up, sometimes it's not. Did you have to, like, test a bunch to figure it out, or is it something they could figure out pretty quickly?
With one, it's always going to be high.
Okay.
And I didn't even check it. I was like, I went to the doctor. I was like, because for like joint pain, which was another thing I was with. But that was the one I was going to do. The joint pain was what I actually wanted to deal with.
Really?
But my doctor, this is a lot of different symptoms. And then the medical assistant was like, we can't talk about all of this at once.
Yeah.
And then, I was sent to a surgeon to drain my mastitis, and I wasn't nursing at this point either, and I'd never gotten mastitis when I did nurse, so it was really weird. But the surgeon was like, "This shouldn't be happening. I think we're gonna do a blood test,"
And blood sugars usually run between 70 and 110. And my blood sugars were 400 fasting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so scary. I remember my mom freaking out about, like, 175.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or, like, 200 at times, you know? But four?
Oh, wow. Probably a type 2 if she was nervous about 200.
Yeah.
She was probably type 2.
200, I remember, was like, okay, go get the insulin. And I was like, okay. Wow.